It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, we welcome back. Actually, in the studio with us here today, it is Real Estate Today, and Mary Gilbert joining me, Joey Kieran. She is the team leader of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Mary, always great to have you back in here with us today.
Well, good morning, Joey, and I'm excited about today's topic because we're always talking about the fun stuff, where people want to live in Douglas County.
Yeah, you know, we kind of hit on that a little bit last week. It was fun to kind of get some of that details, and so it's cool to get to continue that. Development seems to be a big buzzword, neighborhoods being in specific places. Why is it such an important conversation?
Yeah, so definitely it's, you know, we've seen steady buyer demand coming into Douglas County, families moving here, retirees downsizing, even buyers from out of the area who are moving here because they're attracted to the lifestyle and the affordability compared to bigger cities in Oregon. So that combination has made our neighborhoods one of the most exciting areas to watch.
Okay, so we've got new construction, we've got communities and neighborhoods that are, I guess, growing and continuing to add to the future here in Douglas County.
Yeah, definitely. So we do have a buyer guide that talks about some of the top five new development or neighborhood opportunities in our area. So we're seeing growth in different corners of the county, so there really is something for everyone.
Well, it's great to see. So that buyer guide, let's see here. We are looking at some different areas, it looks like, top new neighborhoods that maybe they're not new neighborhoods, but top neighborhoods and areas that people are interested in checking out.
Yeah, so top five. Number one is the Meadows in Roseburg. So this neighborhood has become one of the most sought-after addresses in the county. There's a lot of custom-built homes, gated entrances, privacy, and you're just minutes from town. So you have luxury living at its finest and convenience. And number two is Sutherland's golf community expansions. So you got tons of growth around the Oak Hills Golf Club. You get homes that back up to fairways, along with that built-in social scene and recreation. So these homes are appealing to retirees and second home buyers and a lot of new family options out there. So several different neighborhoods around this golf course. And number three, you looking out to the Green District. This is where we see smart development really making an impact. So developers are creating modern, efficient homes. Think about the Hayden Home subdivision, close to schools and services. Perfect for those first-time buyers or families looking for affordability. And number four, Winchester's Riverfront Development. So along the North Umpqua River, it's always been a draw, and now we're seeing properties designed to take full advantage of it. So think like big windows, river access, and neighborhoods that prioritize outdoor lifestyle. And number five, I love seeing this downtown Roseburg redevelopment. So older sites being reimagined into mixed-use spaces that combine housing, retail, and workspaces. So I love it. Think about UCC and what they're doing down there for college students. Housing, big deal for bringing energy and activity back into downtown while also meeting housing needs.
Yeah, so it sounds like we're not only just talking about kind of people building new places in areas and developments, but we're also talking about different amenities and even reshaping how folks and families are interacting with the community here.
Yeah, that's right. So for buyers, this means more options and opportunities for our community. It means growth that supports jobs, small businesses, and the overall vitality of Douglas County.
Well, you love to see that. We're talking with Mary Gilbert here. Mary, speaking of options, sounds like we've got some new listings this week.
Yeah, so here's some houses that might hit some of those top five neighborhoods. So we have a brand new listing at 312 Impala Drive in Roseburg. So this is out North Bank Road, 3 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 2,500 square feet. This house is offered at $950,000. It is along the North Umpqua River. It does have those large picture windows, that sunken living room. It's got a gourmet kitchen, granite counters, cherry cabinetry. So this home is listed with my team partner, Eric Ott, at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams. And heading out to 155 Old Garden Valley Road, this home is part of the Meadows, although it does have its own private gated entrance. It's a 3-bedroom, 3-plus bathroom home, almost 4,000 square feet, offered for sale at $1,499,900. This is a gated estate on 2.59 manicured acres, cathedral ceilings. It does have those expansive windows. It has the gourmet kitchen with the Wolf range. Beautiful three-bay shop that matches the house. We just put this on the market this week, so it has its first showing today.
Oh.
Yeah. And going out to the Green District, 490 Char Street in Roseburg, three-bedroom, one bath, 1,024 square feet, listed for sale at $355,000, so this is in that affordable range. Charming ranch-style home in Rolling Hills, features a remodeled kitchen, light-filled dining area. It's got a fenced yard, a patio, and sprinklers and RV parking. So this is listed with my team partner, Dan Parker, at the Mary Gilbert Group.
All righty. So a couple of new listings there. Awesome to see stuff going on there and on that front. Well, let's take a look at what's happening across Douglas County here this week.
Yeah, so here's what's happened in the last 7 days. So new listings. We had 42 this week versus 43 in the prior week. So that's almost identical, showing steady new inventory coming on the market. Back on the market, 16 this week. That's just up slightly from 15 last week. Price changes. We had 69 this week, up from 56 in the last prior 7 days. So meaning this is just showing that sellers are adjusting to meet buyers where they're at. Pending sales, this also jumped up to 50 this week compared to 40 in the prior week. So more homes went under contract. Good signal. And sold homes, 37 this week, up from 34, small increase, but it continues the trend of buyers moving forward.
Well, great. It sounds like things moving and buyer activity picking up right now. We're also seeing sellers struggling with expired listings.
Yeah, a little bit. So we had 27 come on. It's the end of the month. So this is when we are going to see more expired listings hit the week, so, or hit the month.
Gotcha. All right. Well, it looks like maybe a few open houses for you. We got just a little bit of time here left for you, Mary. So we'll run through these open houses coming
up. Perfect. So looking at $410,000. This is 122 Lily Court in Sutherland. Nice one-level home on a cul-de-sac. This house is open today from 12 to 3 p.m. So check that one out. It's in that Sutherland neighborhood near the golf course. We also have 845 Forest Heights Street in Sutherland. This is a newly completed home offered for sale at $430,000. Lots of square footage there for the money. And that is open tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. So check those out.
Those were both the Sutherland area right there?
Both of those are in Sutherland.
And then a couple in Winston.
Now headed out to Winston. So 621 Southeast Rose Ridge in Winston. This is open today from 4 to 6 p.m. So we're having a twilight open today. And it's piggybacked by a mid-afternoon tomorrow, 12 to 2 p.m. So this is a three-bedroom, two-bath home, 1,600 square feet, built in 2020, under $400,000. So check it out.
All right, Mary, give us all the details on how to get in touch with you about buying or selling.
Yeah, so give us a call anytime at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street in Roseburg. Our doors are open Monday through Friday or visit us online at marygilbert.com.
Perfect. There we go. That's Real Estate Today, and it is now 9 o'clock here on KQEN.